going back to peaceful protest, when you moved to Denton in the 60s, would you say that it was a peaceful transition towards integration at the time?
Yes, I think so, especially in this neighborhood, in this community, in this area. And I think so.
I know earlier you were saying that when you were teaching in Atlanta, people were afraid of race riots, and at least in the Deep South, there were, I guess, a lot of heated, sometimes turned violent conflicts, like, for example, like Selma.
Yes.
Or University of Alabama, places like that. Do you think Dent was less violent, or?
Mm-hmm. I think Dent was less violent. We don't have a very large minority population in Dent, actually. I don't know the percentages, but I think Denton has been very fortunate. I think maybe the leadership at the universities was good during that time, and that there was really a strong effort to make it easy for us to integrate. It was a big challenge, but I think we got through it. I think North Texas got through it quite easily, so far as I know. I do remember the first black student who enrolled here at North Texas. I can't remember his name, but I think it was fairly peaceful here.
Anything?
As I remember, the year that we moved here was the year that President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And that was the thing that I remember the most, that I thought, oh, what kind of place have we moved to? They've killed the president. That was a shock.
So based on President Kennedy's assassination, did you maybe assume that Texas, or at least North Texas, could have been a violent or heated place for civil rights?
I did wonder about that. You know, I thought, gee, we've left South Carolina and Georgia and come to this place, and who knows what's going to happen here. Yeah, I was anxious about it. I think we all were. We didn't know who was behind, what was going on. So it was a stressful time.
Do you mind explaining a little bit more about the stress at the time?
Well, let's see, we're talking about the president's assassination. We didn't know who was behind it, and if there was more to come. It was just, you just didn't know what was going on. And so it was very frightening. I recall how it was nonstop on television. The president's the swearing in of Lyndon B. Johnson aboard the airplane, and then Mrs. Kennedy's and the children and the parade and all that. It was 24/7 on television, and we were just all caught up in it. It was just a really, really tragic thing. And we were ashamed. I think Texas was ashamed that it had happened in Texas. And we just hated for that to be on our record, you know, that we had assassinated the president. So it was hard. It was hard, but we survived.
Do you think citizens were concerned about the direction of civil rights after Kennedy was assassinated?
Yes, I think so.
Did you ever hear anyone expressing fears about that?
The daughter of our minister at the Baptist Church at this time was teaching in a high school in Dallas, and the children Let me think how this story goes. Some of the children cheered when they heard about the assassination. And she, I've forgotten exactly what action she took, but she was, you know, she was shocked by this, and she stood up. She condemned that reaction, and she became then the subject of some harassment in the neighborhood. And I think that she, her name was Jo, I think she and her family had to have police protection for a little while. I don't recall that story specifically, but I know that it was, she got into trouble by condemning the children who were happy about this. You know, there was a group of people who were, who really didn't like Kennedy, and he was, I think he was warned not to come to Dallas because of that attitude, but he chose to come anyway. So
did this happen in Denton?
Dallas. Yeah. He was killed on the street. He was shot from that textbook building in Dallas by Oswald Lee Oswald.
Oh, I meant like the woman you were talking about. Was she living in Denton?
Oh, no. She was in Dallas. She was teaching in Dallas.
Okay. Why do you think kids were happy about Kennedy being assassinated?
They must have heard something from their parents. What? How else could you explain that?